Hey man, this is Jethro down on the beach. This is GamerCast episode 22. Now passing on to the hosts, Adam and Paul. Hey man, give me back my doobie.
Okay.
Yeah. Next week we'll be firing him and applying some Scottish guy who's a really good close friend of mine to do the opening sequence. I'm Adam. And this is Paul.
Hey.
And welcome to GamerCast.
Right, yeah, down to business. We got one letter this week. He says, this is from Bobman, who is always sending us stuff.
We like Bobman, he sends us lots of stuff.
You know we were talking last week about Oblivion?
Yeah.
And he said it was crap, and we said he hadn't played it. Get this. Yes, I have paid it. I don't know if that typo is deliberate or what. I think he could mean paid, but he might mean paid to throw us off.
Yeah.
He says he paid Oblivion and hated it.
He's got issues. I'm sure if people start paying us money to run the show and then we start changing...
He did pay us £20.
Other people start paying us money to run the show, we'll pay him to go see a doctor. I'm sure there's medicine that you can be given, some sort of drugs that make your retina go... You know, it just makes Oblivion seem cool.
Okay, right. He also says, I wouldn't say I'm into flying type of games, but Blazing Angels, dude, it's just, wow, man.
It is if you're into that sort of game.
Shut up. No, it's not.
Although, I will point one thing out. He's going on about Blazing Angels, but he says he hates consoles. Exactly. Continue to point to the best combat flight simulation game out there. Combat Flight Simulator 3. It's not just came out my nose then.
We need four, man.
Yeah.
We need four.
Dude, your face was so funny then.
I must admit, I used to love the Flight Simulator 95. Going around in a flipping sock with camel. Having to make the machine gun noises myself because there's no bullets in that game. Great. And then try and land on the Golden Gate Bridge.
Anyway. He also says he's currently listening to the show. In Return Tomorrow, blah blah blah. Da da da, blah blah blah. My brother played it, blah blah blah. He's in that type of game and hated it. What? His brother hates Oblivion as well.
What we can say to Bobman is buy Microsoft Combat Flight Simulator. And also, he did say that he was driving every time he listened to us on his iPod. And last time I told him to turn left, and he's given us a note saying he did turn left. Whether he did or not is yet to be decided, but
what we need to do
made me chuckle when I read
is
it.
Is we need to send him a GPS thing so we can track where he is and what he's doing.
Left, left, right, right, left.
Oh man, that'd be such a cool game.
It'd be like The Matrix.
You beat these people up, get them to go into cars, and you put the GPS thing on the screen and watch where to go, and tell them to go this way, tell them to go that way. And if you can make them crash, you win a prize.
Yeah, no, paint the windows black so they can't actually look out the car.
Oh, it'll be like Nightmare, only with a car.
Yeah.
Now that's a game show. Copyrighted by GamerCast. Sorry, I just had to get that in quick.
We can call it Carmare.
Carmare! But no blue screening with this stuff. It's all GPS. Real streets. Or back roads in some nearby village where lots of...
Well, there was a thing on the news the other day where the GPS traffic... computerized software type dudes, well, computer, was directing people onto this really nasty road with like a 200 foot drop on it, and you know, like one person, you know, it was like gravel as well, and a lot of cars couldn't get up it. You need like, you know, a major 4x4 to get up there.
We saw a Bigfoot. Well, you saw. I saw the ass end of it coming up by the hospital roundabout on the way.
Bigfoot.
Yeah, like a proper Bigfoot, like a huge, massive, beefing truck with a hick inside it. Probably ass raping some 5-year-old while he's driving and drinking fucking milk.
Okay.
I didn't realise he was drinking milk. You learn something every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so on with the show. Some news. I imagine a lot of people who pay attention to the marketplace and, like me, regularly just switch it on before they start playing a game or something and
see
what's new. Finally, I can just say, finally, like last time when I was going on about new stuff like for Oblivion and whatnot. Finally, we got to the point in our dreamland of the Xbox 360 where its new stuff for games that you've been playing for a while, like they said in all the adverts. It's great. And want to pull and Stuart's favourite games.
You gave out his name.
Oh, dude, I don't care.
He's a marked man.
Fuck it. I work in a bookshop. Hate mail the bookshop.
I wasn't necessarily talking about him, but... Project Gotham Racing 3.
Some guy bought Burnout over Project Gotham the other day.
Lynch him.
Right. Next week, we're going to have a video of us hunting this guy down and shoving it up his ass. Sideways.
Lubricated.
Oh, yes.
Well, dude, it can only go sideways anyway because it's a fucking box.
No, if you think of a DVD box, the way it stands on the shelf, that's lengthways. I'm thinking sideways.
Oh.
On its side. Full lengthways. As much penetration as possible. A running start would be needed. You might break your wrist on entry there. Basically, Project Gotham Racing 3, new cars. I am a little bit confused because when I started reading through it, it's a pack of new cars, and it only went through...
Like the other ones.
It only went through three cars in the list, but it didn't say how many were in there, and it said 400 credits. But then after that, there's just this list of singular cars that are 60 credits each. So unless, you know, you didn't want to spend 400...
My feeling is all those cars are in the thing.
Yeah, but if you only wanted... If you looked at them all and you were like, yeah, I don't like any of those, I'm just going to spend 60 credits and buy the Ferrari or the... Well, I did know the only two I remember was a new Ferrari and Evo Evolution 8. That's all I can remember. Some other stuff. But no, it looked pretty cool. You know,
there's a dozen, maybe a dozen and a half cars.
Yeah.
Maybe two dozen, I don't know.
It's nice that it's there. Burnout, new cars. They're free. They just sound the same as the cars already on there, but they've just got different textures. Something that says Xbox Live written all over it. And a yellow car.
It's a junk, really.
Yeah. I was just happy that, you know, new stuff's down. Three new trailers. I just remember the other one. The Omen. I think it's the remake one. X-Men 3, which it's the latter trailer, not the first one that came out on the net, so that's pretty good because I was hoping they weren't going to do that. And Ice Age 2, which I haven't finished downloading. I'm halfway through downloading that, so... I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen the trailer on
there. Woohoo, trailers.
Yeah. I must admit, for those people
that
don't access the internet and stuff like that, it is pretty good. But to be honest, they need to pick up the pace a bit because...
To be honest, what's the point in releasing a couple of trailers here and there? What they need to do is chuck the whole current UI in the bin because it's not up to the task of huge amounts of content.
Mm.
They need to provide a search facility on there and release everything. You know, you get the feeling they're trying to hold back because they know the user interface and marketplace isn't up to having thousands of items.
They need something not in the marketplace, something like that. They need a Microsoft server for the Xbox Live where you can go into the media and go onto a video section, click, and then watch a streaming video off the net or something.
Streaming video would be good, but there are obviously huge bandwidth problems with that.
Yeah, true. Or maybe just a download area where it's just every trailer out, everything that's off the net, you can access.
Exactly, but they need to do that, and they need to get better user interface for dealing with that much information.
Because they're always kept saying about, well, you can get your music. The only music I've found on there so far are some extra tracks, which I can't tell if they're just tracks or they're just game track for Ridge Racer 6. So I couldn't tell if it was tracks that you would only be able to play in the game, or there were music tracks you put on your hard drive and you can listen to whenever, sort of thing. Apart from that, music videos, and they've only been around about 4 music videos out anyway, so they're getting there. I hope that the pace will pick up. I hope this is just a slow process that by
this time... Well, the thing is, if they pick the pace up without fixing the user interface, it will just be a mess.
Yeah. So hopefully this time next year, it's all going
to
be...
You need search on there. You need people to be able to review content on there. There's so much more they can do.
They need to get something where a website for the marketplace where, I don't know, people like us doing this podcast or people that are doing videos or animations or stuff like that, you know, so people like Rooster Teeth can, you know, post stuff up there or something and someone will check it, make sure everything's okay and then give it the go ahead and then that's on for that week for stuff for people to watch or listen to or stuff like
that. I mean, my estimates currently show 40% of all people listening to Gamercast listen to it on their Xbox 360.
Yeah. So
that guesstimate was made up, but whatever.
Hey. So yeah, and there's lots of things that I think a few people got the wrong end of the stick maybe on what the Xbox 360 would be doing, but I think it's getting there, but just a bit slow.
What were your ass beats?
Next, Silent Hill the movie.
Available on Nintendo DS.
actually, let's not talk about Silent Hill movie until in a couple of minutes. I want to talk about the DS.
We're going to have a 20-minute rant about the DS now.
They're bringing out a media thing now that you can slot in, so you can put in flashcards, so which you can just shove into your normal slots on your PC, so that you can just download, like, Windows...
Boot Windows on the Nintendo DS.
You can get any video that would normally play on Windows. No having to get these compressions or anything like that. Just a simple Windows video.
In short.
Yeah, just shove them on there, and it's a player. It's a video player, and you just plug it in, and it plays it all. There's none of this all crappy conversion.
Are you 100% sure it'll play Windows media files?
Not 100% sure, but it didn't give... The whole thing was that it's not like the PSP where you've got to do this funky conversion. It's videos you normally have. You just got to compress them down to more internet size from the looks of what the website said.
Well, that's good, then.
But it's the whole idea that it's just something...
So they can play DivX the next bit as well?
They didn't go into too much detail about what...
Why not? We demand detail.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
If I was going to spend £2 on Sonic or whatever it costs, I would want
detail. I will go and have a bit
find
more...
Find out.
I'll research for next episode. This is like when I was doing the Gizmondo thing. So I'll research for next episode and find out some more details about these players.
The Gizmondo has a new name.
Yeah?
The Gizmondo.
Gizmondo. Silent Hill the movie.
Here we go again.
This one
Silent
is
Silent Hill the movie, available on PlayStation 1.
What are you going to say?
On PlayStation 1, I've seen this. I must admit, the trailers do look good. For once, they've actually taken the idea that the atmosphere...
Yeah, I saw the trailer the other day. Where did I see it? I can't remember.
The atmosphere. There's just something about the atmosphere. It's the main reason why I completely whinged and complained about Resident Evil, the first one.
It was crap.
It did not have the atmosphere. If you created the atmosphere for Resident Evil on the GameCube, you'd scare the shit out of every person who watched it.
I'm not scared by Resident Evil. It was a crap game then, and it's a crap game now. And all the spin-offs were crap as well.
Although, to its defense, in Resident
Evil... Although, to be fair, I never played
it. I've seen Resident Evil twice at the cinema. On both occasions, people kept walking out. And they were all girls, and they were all hiding their eyes. Although, one guy went left, but then he wasn't scared. I think he went to go get popcorn, because he came back later with his arms full of food. But...
I missed half the film.
But no, they were always walking out the same bit, and the same bit was the bit where you see all the zombie, and he's walking along, carrying fire axe dragging on the floor, and his left ankle snapped, and he's trying to walk on his foot sideways, and he keeps snapping even more as he's walking. They always walk out there. But yeah, back to Silent Hill.
Zombies are really dumb, aren't they? He should seek the medical professional.
Well, we've got a real bad case of pink eye, so I think you need to clear that up with some Optex.
Yeah, stop chewing my arm. Silent Hill, it has got a serious nice atmosphere. It didn't really show too much in the trailer, again, which I like. I don't like seeing half the good stuff in the trailer. I just want to taste and feel that, I've got to go see it, then go see the film.
I think we should do a competition.
Yeah.
Available 21 in the UK. If they give us loads of money, the person that gives us the most money, we buy tickets to see Silent Hill.
No, they might start giving us pennies, and everybody will start giving us lots and lots of pennies.
Alright, okay, right. Everybody that listens to the show, if you send a penny into Gamercast, then that should cover you guys to pay for this whole thing for like a whole year.
Oh, wish.
Okay, 5 quid isn't going to...
I said we have 30 million listeners, so I made that up.
Yeah, no, because you're Paul. Everybody, Paul lies, don't listen to them.
I forgot what else I was going to say. Oh, yes, a new game I have had a play on. So,
this isn't in the show notes.
No, this is...
You're making me write extra stuff.
Yeah, you can start typing this in. House of the Dead 4.
Weymouth.
Had a go at it at the beach at the arcades. Oh my god, this is the one that will be coming out on the 360. Completely changed weaponry. It's no longer the shotgun. It has gone to Uzis. Now, the interface...
Nothing beats a shotgun in zombies.
The interface is really nice on the gun. It's changed. It's a bit weird. But there's no having...
The gun's upside down and the trigger's on a separate unit like the Nintendo Revolution controller, and it's all different. Okay, carry on. Come on, get on.
There's no cocking with it. Basically, you shake the gun.
Shake the gun.
So, well, you go like that, and they go like that. And then you also have to shake it about to get the zombie to release
you. So, in other words, it really is the Nintendo Revolution controller.
Yeah, yeah. As well as there's a little button on the side that you press for grenades. Now, I know there's no grenade launcher on an Uzi. There isn't a grenade launcher. Basically, when you press that, the Uzi moves away from the screen, and then you see the hand come up with the grenade, and he just click and throws it, and that's how you get rid of large groups of zombies, because sometimes they come in and use large packs and you can't get them off. Detail, it is very 360 crisp. They have really big, nice, widescreen monitors.
What was it running on in the arcade?
The monitor.
What is it running on? You know, are they using a 360 in the arcade machine? Or are they using a PC or what?
I don't know, you can't see anything because it's just a arcade.
Dude, you went to uni for 5 years. You should know that you should rip arcade machines open to see all the Dreamcasts inside.
It's like how they made cows in The Simpsons. They just strap a load of cats together. This is how they make it. It's like, arcade machine, we need something that rivals the kind of graphics we're looking for. We're thinking PlayStation 3. Yeah, just shove loads of Dreamcasts in there, just tape them together, it'll work really well.
I bet you can't throw a cat over my house.
Yeah. Oh, we gotta add this in. On The Simpsons, there was an old, crazy old lady that has the cat that screams at everybody. Homer invited her into the house to make friends with Marge, and then later on he bet her that he can throw her cat over the house. Next minute they're outside, she lobs his black cat clear over the house. And he's like, well, I never. Oh, it was a great episode. But yeah, no, I definitely would say if you can get your hands on to House of the Dead 4, give it a go.
Get your hands on it, what? Go to the arcade, wheel the thing out of there.
Yeah, you can get that thing into your house. Tell us where you live and we'll come around and do a review. Video review. GamerCast TV is back. So yeah, that's House of the Dead 4. Amazingly cool. I was a little disappointed with the Uzis because they didn't have enough cable, but if you're going to play the game, pull on the cable. There's more reeled in the back. It comes out further. Because I was doing this all the time.
GamerCast top tip. We do not recommend people steal arcade machines from arcades.
No.
No liability for any theft that may have caused because of our advice.
Oh, it's a good game. Zombie shooting. But then I go old school and go back to the bowling alley and get a bit of the old shotgun action on House of the Dead 3. Yep.
I thought you were seeing bowling alley and you're shooting all the balls.
Yeah, I'm going there with a shotgun.
Shoot the ball down the alley.
What are you doing? You're not going to bowl anything for that. Roll it slow. You just wait till it gets halfway, then... Right! Right, next on the list, Battlefield 2142. Need I say any more?
Yeah, what's it about?
Basically,
it's a game
by EA.
And it's a battlefield, and it's set in the year 2142, and you've got all these dudes running around shooting each other.
Mm-hmm. Basically, the whole concept is that the frost or whatever got a little bit crazy from the North Pole and started coming around the island. We got a bit of a flurry going around to the east. Snow everywhere. Everybody didn't like it. There was only one place to live. Everybody fights for it. So,
why don't they just use loads of nuclear bombs and melt all the ice?
Because it would have flooded everything.
It would have vaporized it at that heat.
Floods.
It would have vaporized.
It would have been Waterworld.
Hang on a minute.
Do you think they could call it Battlefield Waterworld? They're all in wetsuits with harpoons. You know, how much fun is that?
That would be much better.
Yes, okay. EA does not own this title. GamerCast is creating Battlefield Waterworld mod. Khajiit, wherever you are, start working on it.
Khajiit's out of action, man. He had cancer on his neck or something.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not shitting me.
No, he got an understanding of the reason I've not done Kijutsu Mod of the Week is because I've got brain cancer or something, however.
Oh! Poor Kijit!
He probably just had flu.
Yeah. If you've got the flu, I take you back, but if you've got cancer, we're here for you, man.
Hey.
But Battlefield 2142. I do like the whole 42 thing because he did do the 1942 Battlefield.
Yes, clever name usage, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Well, 42 is a nice sounding number.
Yeah, 2142.
69 sounds good to me.
Shut up.
But yeah, from the screenshot.
We're not paying you to talk.
From the screenshot.
We're paying you to lie there and behave.
I'm not lying, I'm sitting down. I wouldn't lie on your bed.
Get off my bed.
Stop squatting. It's everywhere. It's got that kind of snow feel. New things. There'll be new rifles.
I heard there'll be new bloody rifles.
Mechs.
200 years in the future and you've got a crappy...
Stealth gear.
Well, one rifle or something.
Really nice. It's got a kind of like a Tiberian Sun sort of feel, like what they added on.
The Brotherhood of Nod.
I want to fire. Sorry, I just had this thought coming in my head. And there we go.
Yeah, sorry to the people who emailed us a couple of weeks ago asking that we should make the show more professional. It's obviously not going that way.
No. We're doing this one by the seat of our pants. Mac 4 with a hair on fire. Top Gun is a great game. No, it's not. It's a crap game. But it's a good film.
It's not a good film.
Alright, it's not a good film, but it was good for when you're a kid and you just watch it with that music. What?
Gay pilots.
They're not gay. They're just baby
goose,
boys.
Man.
Mother Goose. Lay an egg. Yeah, Battlefield 2142.
An engineer comes up to the plane as a bloody egg sand.
I wouldn't be surprised. The reason why they've done this is they got a bit fed up with Ghost. Ghost is the war fighter of the future in EA gone. Well, our battlefields are going to be even more future, so we'll do one better. Instead of being 2013, we're going to go 2142. The year 2142. Yeah, it does have a nice round singling name to it. Screenshots, like you said, looks a little bit disappointing because it's got that.
It looks like Battlefield 2.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised it is. All it is it's a different time.
It's a mod.
Yeah. Release, they haven't got exact details, but they're actually saying autumn, which I think really to us confirms it is just a mod. It is basically taking Battlefield 2 and just saying, right, let's just put it in a different year. Change all the look.
Although mechs are cool.
Yes, the whole idea of mechs. I am going to go to EA and give them a big slap around the face with our GamerCast fish cod if you can't get in the damn things. You better be able to get in the damn things.
Battlefield was famous because you had vehicles which you could drive.
Yeah, so...
So to have vehicles in this which you can't drive would be pretty dumb.
Exactly, but yeah, I've done dumb things in the past, as you know, so fingers crossed.
It is developed by DICE, however.
Oh, well, then, need I say more? I'll
Unfortunately,
be quiet.
DICE are crippled by EA.
Exactly.
Hence why all their patches for Battlefield 2 suck.
So, yeah, I did notice some kind of, like, those ciphers that float around, like they're having ghost, futuristic versions of those.
Fucking flying things.
As
like
well as...
cliff racers, that's the last thing we need.
Those
around.
Flying aircraft that are very much like Tiberian Sun, very much like the aircraft that are in...
Orca helicopters.
Yeah, like the aircraft that they have in Neon Genesis Evangelion, greatest series in the world, Japanese anime. Pen rules. But yeah, it is looking quite cool. Whether I'll buy it, I don't know.
I don't know, I mean, I'll try and get on the forums. Do people want to get a server for this and actually have some matches? Because, you know, it's alright when you're playing against people you know, but I don't like... Battlefield 2 put me off playing in public because there's just so many fucking retards.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not as many as Counter-Strike, but there's still too many.
I am thinking, I want to know out there, what games are the listeners of this show playing, multiplayer-wise? What are you
feeling? GamerCast server for Battlefield.
Yeah.
Give us money, and we will buy server.
Yeah. We will get a server.
Give us more money, and we will spend money on things we want.
Maybe go for the first one, we'll get
like
your server.
Like a new computer.
I must admit, that would be quite good if we can all get together and just get the people that listen to GamerCast and just have you know, we could have a competition, not for winning, but just saying, you know, the winner of this.
If you beat Adam, Adam don't get to talk for the next episode.
Welcome, this is Gamercast. This is Paul and not speaking Adam.
Adam can type.
Like another computer voice. Daddy, would you like some sausage? I have not been taking drugs to anybody's thinking that I have.
Whatever.
I had cheese. I had cheese today. I don't normally eat cheese. I don't like cheese, but I had cheese today. It's good. It's cheddar. Rubber cheddar.
I'm sick of doing Gamercast.
I'm explaining my actions.
Oh, an expansion pack for Spore.
Go on.
You live in a piece of cheese.
Yes, you are.
You get to like try and make it go mouldy and develop a new form of life out of it.
It's like Lisa in that episode of Simpsons where she had her tooth.
That was brilliant, that episode.
If everybody likes Spore, that could be other games you could create. You can create your own civilization into the smallest thing in a room. Someone could be like some moss growing in the back of the processor in your PC, and they're all kind of techno-borg sort of creatures that like hot area. And then someone would be like the bit of crap in the back of someone's trainer, and they're mobile and they get around everywhere and they spread like a virus. It's amazing. Stop chewing the Tic Tac box.
That's what they're going to do though. Think of all the expansion packs the Sims has. Now think of all the expansion packs for Spore.
You can completely change.
What would happen if life evolved in someone's computer? What would happen if life evolved in someone's curtains or whatever? And that environment affects how the life develops.
AI. You start off as just a simple program. A written program doing something, and you just evolve to being this. Like Tron. Oh, I give up.
Yeah, but the thing with a computer program is if you make random changes, you'll break the whole thing. And it won't run.
Sorry, I'll stop smiling.
So much for your idea.
Yeah, my ideas are always crap. I'm Adam. But yes.
We still need an ant simulator, though.
Yes, I want an ant simulator, and I want an ant game where you go around.
Microsoft Ant Simulator 2006 Professional Edition.
Damn right. You can have ants in your PC. They'll colonize in a certain program.
I'll give it 10 minutes before the thing bugs up.
No, it's, you know, like you get those things. I had it where you had the sheep, and when you're doing stuff, they start. Yeah, and they're bouncing around your desktop and jumping on top of your windows and stuff like that. Ants,
that's
you
a
just
pain in the ass.
You just got like an ant colony, and you start in a file, and they'll start coming out the file, and they'll go around, and they look like they're taking stuff out of files, but it's not. It's just imagery. It's just fun, and they just move around and they get everywhere.
Yeah.
And certain files to them are like certain types of food, so you'll see them going in. And
anything with the word sugar in, look out.
Yeah, you start anything with sugar in, you'll see the file moving along. It hasn't moved, but it just looks
they're carrying
like
it along
they
the
look like they're carrying it, and it just starts disappearing, and they're moving stuff around. That'd be so cool. But yeah, an ant simulator. We want a game that's got a moon
you
base.
You could really do that with Windows Vista.
Hmm, yes.
I'm going to look into that when I get the new build tomorrow.
Yes, do. Ants. Ants rock.
You could see him like drilling holes like through the desk.
I used actually speaking of that, I just thought of something I used to do when I was a kid at primary school. I used to get an A3 piece of paper and then draw a wiggly line to kind of simulate the surroundings, the land and stuff, and put water. And then I used to draw submarines and aeroplanes and stuff, and they were like the Z team and the X team, and they were these little army ants, and they would parachute down. I would just keep adding more and more, and then blow stuff up and stuff. And we just saw these little army ants running around with antennas shooting each other.
I used to do that, but with proper tanks.
I used to love drawing with ants, they were cool.
Not ants and then little parachutes and their own tanks. Or
army ants, rocked. I haven't drawn those in ages.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's pretty much the show.
It is 30 minutes, so we actually did manage to fill it up with some crap.
But yeah, if there's Battlefield or anything else that you want a server for and people are willing to put some money together, I think that would be quite a good idea. We can actually have something set up for some really good.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the Counter-Strike server already.
Yeah.
Play.halflifeportal.com.
So we get some more for the. And you know what, just for the listeners, if we get the kind of like the listeners and the everybody on the portals and we'll just get some serious death matches because I want something to play on the PC. Whoop, doggy at the door. Ah. I'll put my hand back in my hat. So, that's it for this show.
It's yeah, man.
It's been a fun show, considering you forgot what day it was and didn't realise we're actually doing the show today. I've been ringing Paul all day thinking he's like dead or gone on holiday or something. No answer off the mobile. See?
You phoned once.
You don't get my text?
Yeah, I got your text. That's what made me text him back.
Uh-huh. Which took a while.
But I didn't see the text until the phone rang.
See,
so I got up right after the phone had finished, stopped ringing. So that's why, man.
Dude.
But yeah, any games out there.
But yeah, don't text me again.
yeah.
Eat yeah. your sword, fuck!
Well, you had to text you because I got no credit. I had 3p and I used it by ringing his house phone and making him get up. But, yeah.
Well, I don't know what fucking day it is, do I?
Neither do I.
I normally work on a Sunday, so I'm like thinking it's Monday or something.
Yeah, I'm pretty lost because I'm not working or I'm not
bank holidays.
So yeah, feedback at gamercast.net. Put your comments on about the show, anything you liked, didn't like, yada yada yada. Anything you want to talk about the show, any ideas. We had some ideas by someone for the show about a bit more construction to it. Can't remember what his name is. The guy looks like, he looks like Michael or something. What's he called?
Yeah, he's been posting on the forums a lot lately.
Yeah.
Michael, who apparently isn't Killy Pants Mafia and isn't Boltman. So that's definitely free listeners.
Definitely. So yeah, keep up the good work. We do like all the ideas.
Ideas are good because we can't think of any.
Yeah. Because we have a life, like you guys do. All you have to do is download and listen. We actually have to do work for this show.
Work? What work?
It's called surfing the internet. I consider it work. Alright, we were just surfing on the net and found really cool stuff to talk about. This is what this show's about.
Really cool stuff? What, like...
There's not much happening. There's not much happening in the world today. And we didn't talk too much about the 360, so more people are happy. Oh, let's talk about something on the GameCube really quickly. Chibi by Robot thing. I'll talk about it in a later episode.
Yes, you will, because
check it out on the net.
Said we're not.
And that is pretty cool. Gamercast.net, leave feedback, as I said. Portalforums.net, shove all your ideas, any arguments, anything like that. We'll join in, yada, yada, yada. Emails at...
feedback@gamercast.net.
Thank you. And that's the show for this week. See you next week. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul. And that was Gamercast.
Bye.